Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out why I'm still single. Well, I used to be trying to figure it out, but guess what? I don't fucking know. So now I'm just talking to people and having a nice time and being sad about being single, but also really valuing my meaningful friendships. My guest today is a hilarious comedian, host of the podcast Stabby's World. His new comedy special, Fat Rascal, is now streaming on Netflix. It is Stavros Helkius.
You got it. You were crushing it before. You had it.
I just got so nervous. I wrote it down phonetically, and then I was like trying to glance at it without like letting you know. And then I really fucked it up. Stavros, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Listen, I'm thriving. I'm great. I love life. This is 2024. All our dreams are coming true this year.
You're a little too positive. It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
Is everything all right? Are you already spiraling?
Well, you know, we're just into January. I'm still single. I don't know if I'm ever going to have a job again. Everything's going to be great. Wait, Stavros, are you single?
I am.
Are you married? Are you dating?
I'm pretty single, yeah. I'm single as hell, to be honest with you. I'm just out here.
Are you on the apps?
I'm kind of on the apps. I'm just out here. What I like to say is I'm out in the breeze just getting my titty sucked town to town, you know? Not really worried about it. Not really thinking about what's going on relationship-wise.
Okay.
I've basically been touring for 2 years. So it's been like, you know, it's kind of, you give yourself the excuse of like, well, I can't be in a relationship. I have to travel. I have to go town to town and tell people about, you know, times I busted too fast and, how fucked up my family is, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm out here. I'm not really, this is my first, I've had a couple weeks off and it's kind of sinking in. I'm like, damn, should I live my life this way? You know, I don't know if you feel this way, but it's like not all my friends, but more and more of my friends are getting married, having kids. So it's like, It's kind of the first time where I'm like, oh, like, should I be doing this? I'm being dragged into thinking about being in a serious relationship, kind of the way I've been dragged into every part of, like, you know, my adult life. It's like, I moved to New York maybe a little too late, you know. Not too late, but I was, like, in my mid-20s, but I knew I wanted to do comedy, but I was, like, too scared to move. And then, you know, just everything is just kind of... I just follow the lead of my friends who do everything before me. And it's now those motherfuckers are married and having kids. So I'm like, is that because it's getting close.
Is it time?
There's nothing worse than an old guy that's still trying to get pussy like he's young. You know what I mean? That's like a really.
Yeah, but you're a comic.
Yeah, but that.
That's like, I feel like.
No, Nicole, that's what they tell themselves. You don't want to be, I don't want to name any names, but off mic, I can tell you a couple guys I don't want to be, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the guy with, like, you know, veneers, trying to fuck the hostess at a sushi restaurant, showing her, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be that guy. You just don't want to be that guy.
That's so specific, and I fucking love it. You don't want to be the guy with the veneers trying to fuck the hostess. Wait, Stavros, are you at home right now?
I am. I'm actually in Baltimore. So I grew up here, and I'm visiting, mm-hmm. doing an extended visit back in town. Yep.
That's nice, because I was like, you live in New York with a staircase? You're doing really well.
No. You got to be Matt Damon to have a fucking staircase in New York. I don't have an internal staircase, Nicole. Come on. That's crazy.
Well, I was like, I mean, maybe you don't need a partner. You got a staircase. You're doing fucking well.
If I had an internal staircase in New York, I'd have a harem. I wouldn't have like a wife. I'd have like a seven. I'd be like in a weird type of polycule.
I sometimes think about that. I'm like, what if I just get like old and weird and have just like a bunch of people around that fuck me because I have money and I take them places.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You got to make a decision. Like, are you going to try and go tradish? Are we going to, you know, or meet? It sounds like we're in the same boat, right? Couple girl bosses.
Yeah, yeah, single.
Too addicted to our careers. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So are we going to make that hard turn and go tradish, or are we going to? Because another move that I've been thinking about is cool uncle, right? Like,
okay,
like aunt, uncle, whatever. Like, not a complete degenerate. You still pop in. You mm-hmm. still people still want you around their family, but you're an integral part of the family, right? Where it's like you're the yes. uncle that like buys, you know, I'll buy a nephew like a toy. I know he's not allowed to have, right? Or like. Mm-hmm. A niece shoes that they explicitly said she can't have. Like, you come around, you let them see how you're living, you let them do some cool shit, you pop in, you pop out. Everybody know, you know, you're the big city relative where they have, you know, they come visit uh-huh. you once every 6 months. And then it's like...
They call you Mr. New York.
Yeah. We get matching jackets and say Mr. New York on the back. You could go that way. You could be the cool uncle where it's like you're kind of splitting the difference. Cool aunt where you're splitting the difference. You're still a part of the family, but you're still a little weird. Or like you're saying, mm-hmm. maybe just go all the fucking way. Silk robes. You know what I mean? A lot yeah. of expensive, you know, vintage carpeting. You know,
yeah, carpet on the walls, carpet on the you know, ceiling,
a couple different fuck
weird
rooms,
weird parties,
yeah, exactly. Little Eyes Wide Shut situation, and
I'm into it.
I don't know that I'm built like that. I think that's a little much for me. I don't want to.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So I think I'm either A or B. I think I'm gonna go find a nice gal, you know, settle down at some point, or cool mm-hmm. uncle, you know. Maybe with a, maybe that's, and maybe you can do both. Maybe you can, you know, be the cool uncle who is it.
I think you do both, especially if you don't want kids. I don't want kids. I want a partner. So I'd love to be yeah. like the cool auntie with her partner. They drop into yeah. town. They're lots of fun. And then they fucking leave. So wait, you're yeah, Greek.
I am.
Do you, did you know?
Correct.
Stavros, that you're Greek?
Correct.
Do you feel pressure from your family to find someone and settle down?
I think I got pretty lucky where, so I'm the oldest, but my younger brothers, I have two brothers, they're fraternal twins, they're 2 years younger than me. We have a nice kind of spread where both of my brothers are married. One is like the traditional, like he wants kids, he's a family man, he's just like such a nice sweetheart. He looks after, you know, he's like excited to like look after our mom as she ages. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like there will be no like fighting over where mom stays. It's like she's going with Nick. You know what I mean? Like we're building an in-law suite. And so like he's kind of got all the like pressure of like we know this fucking guy's going to bring us a grandkid any day now. So mm-hmm. like they can back off me and my other brother. He's an artist. He's like a visual artist. He's maybe even more out there than me. And I think my parents are just happy he found someone. So they're like, just, he's good. And, you know, and uh-huh. I've also, you know, I'm coming through with a couple nice Christmas gifts. We're paying off a couple. We're buying a couple cars. We're paying off a couple debts. That buys you a lot of time uh-huh. when it comes to having to bring a grandkid, right? Like, I've almost like bribed my mother out of guilting me about why I'm not married. So, you know, as long as the ticket sales are good, Nicole, I think I'm okay with my family. But it's definitely out. It's definitely going to start happening.
That's great, though. You're just like, I paid off your credit card bill this month. So don't come to me with this bullshit.
Yeah, get off my dick,
I'll
Mom.
Figure it out.
Yeah. One time I did tell her, she was like, what's happening? Nothing was going on in my career. And she was just like, so what's going on? I really want grandkids. And I was like, I basically was like, well, look, I could get you the grandkid. But do you want to look after it? I was basically like, I will be a deadbeat father, and you can raise my child if that's what
I
you need.
Do it. I can produce a kid.
Yeah.
If that's all you want, just a child, I can do that. But if you want someone to provide for it, I'm not the person. You gotta outsource that to yourself.
Yeah. And so she didn't take that.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Are you first generation Greek?
I was the first one born here in my family. Yeah. So my parents came here in the 80s.
Where in Greece are they from?
My dad's from Athens, and my mom is from northern Greece. She moved around. Her family moved around a lot. My grandfather was just kind of always like truly traveling for work in like a very almost like post Great Depression way, where it's like, pack up, kids. We're moving 80 miles. They opened a new factory 80 miles away.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the way her family came to America is my grandfather was looking for work. Here's a story that shows you how much say the wife had in the Greek family in the 1950s and 60s, where he was looking for work in Greece. Some guy offers him a job. He's like, it pays this much. This is the job you need to do. And it's like twice his pay. It's an incredible thing. And he's like, great. Where is it? I'll start tomorrow. And he's like, oh, it's in Baltimore. It is in America. We're currently in Greece. And my grandfather doesn't talk it over with my grandmother, doesn't ask these kids how they feel about it. He tells the guy, great, no problem. Goes home and is like, hey, gals, I'm going to America for 6 months. When I get enough money, I'll bring you over. And so that's how my family even got to America. So the other side of my family was an arranged marriage. So it's like I'm one generation away from some shit that you'd think only happened 300 years ago, but like it was not that long ago.
Yeah, that's wild. So arranged marriage in the 50s, the 60s?
Yeah, no, I would say probably, I don't know, I think we're both bad at math, but I think I should know. It's
terrible.
Because it's my family. I should have this info.
Family, and I'm going to say, I'm just guessing over here, hearing it for the first time.
I'm going to say right after World War II is my guess. So maybe late 40s.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's still pretty wild.
Still pretty wild for sure. But yeah, you know, so we go back still sometimes. I do love Greece. It is a totally different place.
And, I love Greece.
Oh, hell
Mykonos?
Yeah.
Have you been to Mykonos?
You know, I haven't. No disrespect. It's a little too touristy for me. I need that authentic shit.
Fair. The authentic Greek.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I will
yeah.
say this. There's no fucking rules there. No, and it's delightful.
No, there aren't.
There's no rules. You don't got to stop at a stop sign. You got to stop at a red light if you don't feel
that's true.
You don't got to drive on the right side of the road if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I get it. It was very touristy.
Yeah. Also, there's no rules, but you could also, be murdered by a sheik's son in Mykonos, I feel like. I feel like just the richest, most depraved people are there, too. So it's like, I'd rather be just some shitty little beach, no hookah on the beach, but, you know, still just, that's the beauty of Greece. It's like every place you've been is better than every beach
beautiful.
In America. It's crazy. It's like the shittiest.
Beautiful.
I went with my friends this year and we stopped at a roadside, literally like it was essentially like the equivalent of when you're on the highway and just like the little travel centers or whatever. I don't know what the fuck. I'm blanking on the name.
No. Rest stop?
Rest stop. You kill. Thank you. So it was basically a rest stop. And we got and that just happened to be by a really shitty beach by the highway. Like for what I thought was a shitty beach. And I took my friends who, my old roommate from New York and his wife. And I was like, let's pop in for a swim. And it was like, they were like, this is one of the best beaches. This is better than any beach. You know, it kills almost anything in America, but it rocks. Great, great spot.
I agree. It's stunning. I also went to Thessaloniki and that was so pretty.
There you go.
It's really nice. I fucking love Greece. I want to explore all of it. Greek people are so nice.
I fucking loved it. Our whole economy is tourism. Our whole economy is tourism. They got it. They got a smile.
They got it. My favorite thing about being in Greece is people would go, so do you like Greece? Yeah. And I go, yes, I love it. And they go, of course you do. Like, and I was like, what happens if I said no? What are we going to do? Are we going to hit me? Wait, what?
Maybe they'd make you flinch. I don't think they'd actually go through with a full slap. But they might buck at you if you said it.
That would be exciting.
Did you take advantage of the no rules in Mykonos? Did you do any little crimes? Were you up to any mischief?
I wish I was up to crimes and mischief. All I did was park our ATV in random spots that definitely were not for parking. And I ran over a lot of cones to make the ATV fit where I needed it to fit.
Okay. That's good.
That's about it.
That's entry level stuff.
Oh, and we went to a hotel pool because I think we were flying out that day. So we didn't want to go all the way to a beach and get sandy.
Sure.
So we went to a hotel pool.
Yes.
And we were not staying at that hotel, and we lied about our room.
Wow. Look at you. Okay. That's adorable. That's really cute.
Just low-level criminal things.
Yeah. That's like what the villain in like a Nancy Drew novel does. It's like you're like a bully. That's what a bully does. Little
barely
lies.
Barely doing anything.
That's right, though.
So wait,
next time.
Are you fluent in Greek?
I can get. I probably speak like a eighth grader. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I got it. I can carry a conversation. It's probably, if you're Greek, it's probably going to take you like 9 minutes. Maybe not 9 minutes. It's going to take you six minutes to realize people have a hard time figuring out what's off because my accent is really good, but I speak really, and I don't seem dumb to them. But it's like, but I'm speaking like I'm dumb. You know what I mean? So they're like, so what's going on? Like a lot.
What's going on with this guy?
Because my first words were like, I spoke Greek before I spoke English. So I think that really helped my pronunciation and my accent. And so I'm pretty, you know, I'm good about it. But I do want to have a little at some point in my life. Maybe if we keep going down the like the weird crazy uncle path, I want to have a little eat, pray, love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 months, 4 months in Greece where I just stay there. I'm speaking Greek. I rent a place. I'm just like living my life fully in Greece, in Greek. But, you know, reconnect with my roots type of shit. But maybe that's the answer. That's the answer. Find a girl from the village, you know?
Yes.
Might be kind of cute.
Oh, my God.
My big fat Greek wedding.
I love this.
Four?
You can have your own big fat Greek wedding. Yes.
Let's get Nia on the phone. Somebody quick. Nia Vardalos.
Oh, my God.
Let's reboot it. Nia, we're there.
Did you watch the third one?
I haven't yet. I'm about to, though. I'm a big, you know, we have to support our people. There's no way. The original one was an event in the Greek community in Baltimore. Like, they were only showing it at the Art House Theater in Baltimore. And these, like, you know, these, like, villager Greeks that had moved to Baltimore to open carryouts were, like, just standing in line in like the artsy fartsy downtown movie theater. They're playing like foreign movies and they're like lying out the door of just like Adidas slides and like tracksuits to go see My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the original one. So I remember that one very, very vividly, but I haven't seen the newest one. No,
I didn't see the first one, didn't see the second one, but they explained the first and second one in the beginning of the third one. And I said, that's very kind of you.
Yep.
I'm caught up.
Oh, come on. You got to watch the first one. The most successful the most successful romantic comedy in American box office history belongs to.
I know.
Yep, you got to watch the first one. Yeah, first one's a classic, especially if you're a rom-com gal.
I do like rom-coms. One of my favorite ones is Never Been Kissed.
Okay.
With Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's kind of problematic, but yeah, it is fun.
She.
You are actually absolutely right. I really didn't think of it till right now. I'm like, yep, a woman goes undercover in a high school. She kisses her teacher while her brother makes out with underage girls. Yeah. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, she's trolling for child dick and then actually gets, by accident, she gets grown man dick. Who doesn't know it? The guy doesn't know it. The guy is
fucking his
friend. He thinks he's on his Mykonos. He thinks he's on Mykonos shit. On Mykonos time.
Where there's no fucking rules here.
No rules, baby. Yeah.
That's so, I truly hadn't thought of it in so long. And I'm like, yeah, that's bad.
But it's a banger.
The 90s and early 2000s. A lot of shit done hold up.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go further back. Let me tell you, it doesn't start at the 90s and early 2000s. You get to some of those 80s movies, and it's like, oh, this is full on assault as a plot point. Uh-huh. You know, and it's like,
yep, the whole plot is assault. You're like, did anybody watch this before you put it out there? And they're like, we all did. We all liked it.
And it was great. I punched up
the assault.
Yep. Yep. Police Academy, they just have police captain getting his dick sucked against his will. They're doing. You know, lighthearted.
Lighthearted assault.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. At least you got your dicks up.
Hijinks. So Nevermind Kiss is better than that, but it is a good movie. I'll give you that. If you suspend disbelief and you're like, everyone here is a consenting adult actor, let's just have a good time.
Uh huh. Have a nice time. It's also funny to be like, we thought Drew Barrymore could pass as a high schooler.
Yeah.
No, not at all. She doesn't look like a high schooler.
It's the eternal high school like movie and TV show problem where it's like, these are 27-year-olds. It's like Euphoria.
Yeah.
It's like you see the cast of Euphoria. Like that's my favorite, like a funny thing that people do online is like show, you know, these people in Euphoria who are just like, everyone's a piece of ass on the cast. And then you show what they actually looked like in high school and they're like, cute little kids, you know what I mean? They're like,
yeah,
they're
they like, were actually children.
Yeah. They're like apple-cheeked, pimply motherfuckers. But you know,
yeah, that's like 13 Reasons Why. You're like, wait a minute, this grown ass man is supposed to be in high. What are we doing?
Yeah,
what is this?
Yeah, but what are you gonna do,
Stavros? Real quick, we have to take a break.
Let's take one.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Boop, 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 boop. We're back. Okay, so you've said in the past, while on tour, when you get to a new city, you immediately start swiping on Tinder. Is this still the case? Not the case. What are we
doing? I've matured. Yeah, those were when I was a feature, when I was an opening act, and I only all I had to do was do 20 minutes of material where it's like no one's there for me, no one gives a fuck. I just have to not bomb. I did not think about comedy at all. I would like swipe from like as soon as the I'm on the tarmac. I'm swiping till I run out of swipes in Cincinnati or whatever. But no, these days I'm more you know. I'll just say on stage, like, hey, if anybody wants to watch Guy's Grocery Games and give me some top, I'm around. DM me, you know?
That's really...
Has that worked?
You know what? It really has.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is wild.
It's an it's an embarrassment of riches. I'm kind of like the lions at the zoo. That they just get steaks sent at them. You know what I mean? Like, even Tinder, I'm like, swipe on Tinder. No thanks. I got some candy bars, you know. We can Uber Eats some Ben and Jerry's, and we're going to see what Guy's up to.
What kind of grocery game he's into.
Yeah. I have had sex probably way too much in my life with, like, the Chopped theme music playing in the background. Or, you know, like, I'm a big... That has happened a lot. But, you know, to each his own. That's how I relax on the road.
That's nice.
Thank you.
I don't have that... I don't have that experience at all.
Nothing at all?
I constantly am like, who's a single... I don't have single men in my audience.
Right.
They're usually lovely gay men.
Right, right.
I once tried to hook up with one because he was down to hook up, but it was very clear that he was gay and didn't like my parts, which is fine. That's fine. But why do we get that far?
He's such a fan. He's like, maybe I can bend my sexual orientation.
Maybe I can pretend this clit is a dick and I'll come and it'll be fine. But he did not have the sense of whimsy and wonder to pretend that my clit was a dick. He was instead pretty upset.
Wow. Wow. You hate to see that's a failure in our public education system. Not teaching imagination, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. You know? Just if you want it to happen, you got a dream. Yeah. That's what Martin Luther King's dream was about. You got a dream about the right body part the wrong person.
You can bust in any situation. That's one of the lesser dreams that doesn't get publicized as much. That's a shame.
And then one of my last shows, I was like, it is a shame. One of my last shows, I was like, are there any straight men here? And this one man was like, yeah. And then this lady went, he works here. And I was like, okay. The only straight men at my show work at the show.
Well,
cool.
That's right. You can fuck the sound guy.
It's tough.
Maybe.
You know, the sound guys are all married. Everyone who works
that's
at
true.
Theaters, everybody who works on sets, they're all married. They're all very happy. And it's sad.
That's so interesting because I would assume, because, like, you know, my audience is most, or at least it used to be, like, mostly dudes. And still, I would say mostly dudes. But, you know, there's a nice amount of, like, you know, reluctant girlfriends that are getting out of there. But, you know, anytime you get famous on the internet, there's a nice contingent of mentally ill women on the internet. I don't know if you know this, Nicole. So even if the numbers aren't great, you just need a couple. You just
need a couple.
You just need one or two. And we got to figure out a way. Because I would, if you looked at the demographics of, like, people that would fuck me that come to my show and people that would fuck you that come to your show, it's probably pretty equal except for that
magic one or two in my show. So we need to figure out how to get you just one or two guys in there.
Just one or two guys.
Just one or two that, you know, that's crazy. You deserve to get sucked off in the hotel room.
I think so too.
I really think so.
I would love for someone to root around in my pussy in my hotel room while I'm in Cleveland.
Is that so much to ask?
Truly. Come on. I have not been having good luck on the dating apps. And my lovely producer, Mars, sent me an article from Bustle.com, if you ever heard of it, Bustle.com, where apparently the dating apps are all bad and everyone hates them. And Gen Z's not on them. And millennials are tired of it. And the golden age is over.
I think it is over.
I also think it's over. I go on them every now and again. I like get in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna swipe. I'm gonna try to fucking do this.
Yeah.
And then I start swiping. And I'm like, this is the most depressing thing I could be doing with my day.
Absolutely. That's insane. So they're just over in general. You like that's the trend is that they're over, and they've been over, and you're saying they've just kind of been over for you too, because I felt that way. I've kind of been over them myself, where it's like I don't want to.
Yeah.
This is a total stranger.
I don't want to swipe and then go out with a fucking person I don't know and be like, I don't love you. Yeah, I love you my friends. I don't know you.
You don't know much about them either. If you meet on I feel like most people are hooking up off social media because you can at least get a little more of a snapshot of what the person's like on there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can at least see how their fake curated version of themselves. That's going. So we're getting nothing out of the DMs. Nothing's going on. What is your usual?
No,
if you were like, time to get dick down.
Uh-huh.
What are we doing? What's the like protocol? How are we getting there?
You know, I haven't been dick down in a minute.
We got to fix this big time.
It's been a minute. I was dating someone for a little bit. So, like, that's who would dick me down.
Right.
And then we broke up a while ago. And then I was just, like, sad about it.
Right.
And now I'm not sad anymore. And I'm like, I don't fucking know how to do this anymore. So I'm like, I guess if I really wanted to, I would swipe on Tinder till I match with someone and then go fuck that person. It's not that hard.
Right,
but it's
right.
Do I want the person to be attractive? Do I want to like them? That's the hard part.
Well, now you're getting crazy. I think you're probably in a little bit of a transitionary, the dating, going off something steady to getting fully back in the streets is kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's kind of like you just, and my advice would be just put a couple points on the board. You know what I mean? Let's not worry about, it doesn't got to be perfect. You don't. This is not going to be your husband. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Find one thing.
Just do some layups.
Yeah.
Some three-point shots. Half-court shots. See if they fucking go in.
Get back in the mix. Get back in the game. And be like, all right, you knock the rust off. And then, you're feeling less of that. Because I know that's a tough feeling to be on because you're like, what am I even doing here? You just got to get that out. You just got to get the self-doubt out. It's got to not feel like something new, you know what I mean? You just got to get back, you just got to knock the rust off, and then, I don't know, you say you love your friends. What are these friends? This is my thing. Where are these friends? They don't got friends? That's one of the best things to do.
No, my friends don't have friends. They're all comedians. They're all actors. We know the same fucking people.
That sucks. Not a one has like, this is tough.
No.
I have kept my friends from like, most of my friends, obviously, I'm like you. It's like a lot of comedians, we have a lot of mutual friends, they are pretty useless in terms of their social circle, but I have kept my like best friends that I grew up with. And that's kind of nice because it's like, they got some, they got some non-showbiz, some real human beings that aren't like, constantly worried about shit that doesn't matter, that you might actually have like an actual like people that aren't aware of like what Hulu's up to. You know what I mean? You need to meet some people
that's
like
very
that.
Very funny.
You need to.
People
who are
Hulu's an app that I don't have. And it's like, but what are they producing?
Yeah,
I don't care.
You need someone you need to be at a bar with people that have no idea what a mandate is, that don't know what Paramount Plus is. You know what I mean? They just need to, they need, that's what you need to just kind of, because I do think that's the other thing with like the showbiz shit where it's like, it's just like, I don't know. It kind of like what makes you fun and what makes you you gets kind of zapped in those like areas where it's like, if it's your friends, then everybody's fucking around, everyone's whatever. But it's like, I don't know. Like in a room full of just like nice people that don't give a fuck about any of that stuff, it's like you'd be the fucking, you know, you're crushing it. You know what I mean? You're the life of the party. Everyone's like, that girl fucking rules. You know, it's like no one's talking about their career. Everyone's just having a good time. And I think you need, I don't know, like a an accountant.
I think you're right.
Or even a handyman.
An accountant.
Well, I'm just mean like
a handyman.
You know,
I'm into that.
Yeah, exactly. Go blue collar. Yeah, go blue collar with it. Like I do like because I. Back to the other conversation of, you know, if you're thinking about dating again, and this is my, me, it's like, I kind of would like somebody to not have a headshot. You know what I mean? Like, I've dated actresses, I've dated comedians, and it's like, I kind of want somebody who does some boring shit, who isn't impressed, who isn't impressed with my dumb bullshit, who thinks it's actually annoying, and I have to relate to them as a human being. Like, if like, your skill becomes, like, almost a negative to your partner, like, if they don't find your little, if they don't find your cute little tricks, if they see right through them, that's what you need. And it's just about, you know, all right, I don't know. That's me anyway. I don't want to project too much, but that's what I'm thinking.
No, that's me. The happiest I've been dating is with people who are not in the industry. I've like hooked up with a bunch of like stand-ups and improvisers or whatever, and it's like, cool, so we fucked and then we're gonna talk about like our type fives for like late night.
Brutal.
I don't wanna do that. I'd rather talk to, I dated like a bartender for a little bit and that was fun because I was like, I don't know anything about mixing cocktails. Yeah, so he like would teach me shit and that was fun.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't want to date an actor, a comic,
no,
none of that
No, you don't need that.
But somebody who gets it and is like, okay, that like I'll be gone some weekends.
Sure.
And if I get a job in Atlanta, I have to go to Atlanta. And it's like, you might like come visit or like what? Like
totally.
You have to be kind of,
yeah.
What is it? Bendable? Flexible?
Flexible, yeah. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We just got to get you. We just got to get some dick first, and then we can worry about how flexible they are. But then we can worry about what kind of Southwest miles they got. They can use to come visit you in Atlanta. You know
Southwest.
What I mean?
Southwest.
Hey,
I'm
whoa,
a Delta
what just happened?
Diamond Diva. Okay.
I'm not talking about you. What did we just say? You need some blue collar dick, and now you're already poo pooing Southwest. You got to change the way you're looking at stuff. You need a man with no lounge access. No lounge access.
All right. Bring your Southwest points over to my pussy. I guess I'm okay with it. Stavros, can I ask you about 90 Day Fiancé?
Sure. You absolutely can.
So you said that you would be best on 90 Day Fiancé. Have you ever thought about going somewhere, picking up a lady, and then applying to be on the show?
Yeah, well, I think I would be the perfect, just the entire, like, I could play the part of the, like, basically what I'm saying is, like, if they made a movie about that guy with the little fucked up neck, that guy Ed or whatever the fuck his name is.
Ed.
Yeah. Like, I would be the perfect, like, I show up, just some fat American, and, like, there's some, the most striking, like, Indonesian woman you've ever seen, and her whole family sees me come through Hawaiian shirt, like, woo, let's go to Hooters. Like, they're just pissed off. They're just mad to see me. Like, that's one of my favorite moments in those shows is when just the ugly American shows up and everyone's like, come on, what are we doing here? And they want to be like, they don't have, there's a language barrier for them to be like, my son is trying to take advantage of you. Please don't steal my son and don't let him ruin your life. But they just don't speak the same language. Like, I think I would excel at that part. Now, in terms of becoming a passport bro, like going to... I don't know about that. I don't know that I would explicitly go to, you know, sort of buy a wife is kind of what it feels like with some of those shows. But
it is. It low key is. Yeah, it's like a modern day mail order brides. You just like go to poor countries and you're like flashing your money. And you're like, you come back with me? And they're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. For running water, I guess. But I think I would like to, again, just thinking about it, it's like being Greek is so important to me. And just like, and I don't think I have to end up with a Greek person, but I like someone who's got a little, some immigrant shit to them. Cause that's so like, that's so central in how I grew up and like how I related to my parents. And I find that that translates. It's like, even if it's not the same exact culture, just the immigrant experience really does translate. And I think it's also cool to have a little something else to you than just, you know, if your family's, you know, been in America and just kind of homogenized American. So I don't think I would go and essentially soft traffic a woman back to New York, but hey, if I meet someone from somewhere else and we hit it off, I think I would really like to have a little extra culture, and be able to relate to that kind of immigrant experience with them for sure. Mm-hmm. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a first generation. Am I? Yeah, my
okay.
My dad was born in Barbados, and okay, nice. I'm the first one on that side born in America. Which is very funny that I absolutely forgot about that. But on my mom's side, I'm not. Yeah,
I gotcha.
We got on the boat a while ago, and we stayed here.
Yeah. What about you?
I would date a foreign person.
Yeah.
I would do it. I would import somebody.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go 90-day fiancé.
You.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go looking. That feels very grimy. Right now, I'm watching The Single Life. Yeah. And do you watch The Single Life? Do you watch the show?
I haven't watched Single Life, no. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, Chantel, she got divorced from Pedro, so now she's on The Single Life, and she's like in Greece, and I'm looking for my Greek god, and that's what I want. I want to bring home a Greek god, and I'm like, that is so weird.
It is.
It is so weird to go on vacation with the sole purpose of finding someone to bring home with
you. Yeah,
yeah. People aren't toys. That's weird.
Yeah. It can be a catch-and-release situation. One of my cousins literally, because of the Greek financial crisis, and he was like, he couldn't get a real job. So he just would bartend at a tourist island and just like, he was open for business for any woman that wanted to try out a Greek guy for the summer. And he would just like, fuck these ladies. He didn't even have a room. He lived in a tent. And he would just like, for years, he fucked Australian women who were looking for their Greek summer vacation.
Oh my God.
He would just
want
them in his tent. Yeah, yeah. That's a fun story, though, you know?
Smart. Use your surroundings to your advantage.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If you want to tell a good story and it's like, oh, it was so passionate. We got caught up. We started making, you know, we started fucking on the beach. And it's like, that's a good story versus when you see the, like when you think you caught him, like that wasn't his normal move. Like when you think it was just like a night of passion. Meanwhile, no, you're fucking on the, you're getting fingered on the beach because he does not
in
have
his home.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
His home.
That's where he lives.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's a night of passion. He's like, I just went home.
Yeah.
I brought her to my house.
Yeah. It could be a fun story. But yeah,
that's
sorry, you
so
had a question.
Funny. I'm obsessed with your cousin.
He's the man. He rules.
Real quick, we have to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast. But then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at Babbel.com/dateme. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/dateme. Spelled Babbel.com/dateme. Rules and restrictions may apply. What's like one of the worst dates you've been on?
Worst dates? I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, there's been times where, because like it just started happening recently, the last few years, where like I realized I could not fuck somebody who wanted to fuck me. You know what I mean? Like when you grow up as a chubby gentleman without, you know, in my youth. Didn't believe in myself, you know, high school wasn't too good, low self-esteem. And so I wouldn't even call this a date, but I just had a really just a brutal hook. I had just broken up with somebody, and somebody that I had no chemistry with, wasn't particularly attracted to them. They were just like, hey, I know it was after an open mic, actually. It was like, I'm doing some show in DC. And she's like, hey, it sounded like you're pretty sad about your breakup, and you did some jokes about having sex with people. Do you want to have sex with me? And I was that I didn't, but I was like, okay. And then I just like walked to this woman's apartment with like the enthusiasm of like, oh, I got a free sandwich at Wendy's and I guess I better use this coupon before it expires. And I don't really like Wendy's that much. And I just, you know, and I don't know why I stayed the night. I felt like paralyzed, and it was like horrible stuff. Listen, I don't want to shame anyone. Some kind of foot odor issue was happening, you know.
There was some kind of tough
stuff going on, and I'm just like,
and you stay.
I just didn't believe in myself. I was just like,
I was like,
I already said yes. I guess I have to fuck this lady. And so I don't want to be rude. And
I simply can't be rude. I can't tell her that her feet are fucking funky. I better just put my dick in a hole and hope that it comes out smelling all right.
Yeah, I think my dick probably smelled better than her feet even after we fucked, for sure.
Oh my God.
The apartment was not great.
That's so wild.
The apartment was not great. It was a step up from my cousin's tent, but it was like a weird basement in DC. Everything, I was like, this sucks. And I was just not, and I was like, why am I doing, the whole time I was like, why am I walking here? We're making out. I'm like, why am I making out with this woman? Like, why am I doing every part of this? And then it was just like, and then I had no money, and I think I almost had to crash there, because I came from Baltimore and I had no ride. So I had to crash until I could catch the like train. There's like a, you know, commuter train in the morning. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to just get the fuck out of here, like whatever. And then I ended up fucking again in the morning, again out of rude, not feeling rude, because she caught me sneaking out. She's like, are you leaving? I was like, no, I'm...
leaving. I'm coming back for more.
No, I was just
baby.
Airing out the apartment, opening the door, letting the warm morning air in. Of course, what? Not going. I didn't get eggs. That's so funny. You getting out of here? Yeah. No.
No. I can't wait to fuck again. Yeah.
That's
no self-esteem.
So funny.
I had very little self-esteem.
Not believing in yourself will have you be doing the wildest shit. I have fucked so many people that I'm like, why am I here?
Why is this
or,
happening?
This isn't good.
Yeah.
I'd love to go home.
Let's power through.
I
yep.
simply, yeah, let me be like, oh, yeah, you got it. Are you going to come?
Yeah, no, really some tough stuff. I mean, it's tough to have to fake an orgasm as a man. You know what I mean? You just really hope. You hope you're convincing and you hope, you know, you can discard the condom quick enough that no one knows what's
Ooh.
Going on there. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Tough days.
I wonder if
tough
that's
days.
Ever happened with me.
What do you think? Any candidates?
I don't know. I don't think I would know. I feel like it's like, ooh, and you like feel it.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe people have faked it with me.
Be on the lookout.
If you're someone who's fucked me and you listen to this podcast and you faked it, let me know.
Yep. Hit us in the comments. Have you ever faked a bust with Nicole? Let us know.
Oh my God. I'm so horny. I'm like horned up, but I don't want to do the work, if that makes
sense.
Like, I don't want to go out to a bar. I don't want to talk to nobody.
I fully get it.
I don't want to do it. But I'm like, how else will I get it?
Yeah, it's tough because people that are unsolicited in your DMs, I would assume, are just lunatics, right? Like.
Yeah. I mean, and some of them don't live anywhere near me. Like,
right.
I have
That's the
this
tough
lady
one.
In my DMs. She's like, I want you to get with my brother. He lives in Montana. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't live in Montana.
Yeah.
What,
tell him to
what
go
do
on
you
vacay
mean?
And hit me
also,
up.
Does your brother know that you're DMing me about him? Does he have a say in this?
I know. I thought you were going to fuck the lady.
No?
That's kind of crazy to be like trying to get, being a fan of someone and being like, I'd really love my brother to fuck you. Like that's a very interesting.
Me, I couldn't, but my brother, he can.
That's very interesting. Yeah, it does unfortunately take a little bit of work, huh, to get started.
Yeah, and it fucking sucks, and I don't like it. Do you think dating? You said that you didn't really have like self confidence and stuff growing up. Now, do you think that your confidence is boosted?
Yeah, probably too much, to be honest with you. I probably believe in myself too much. I got to be knocked down a couple pegs. But yeah, no, I think most of my life was trying, not most of my life, but I think like in my early 20s, it was kind of just trying to get over all that stuff. And I do think there's an aspect of the like, almost like compulsively, like fuck. Like when I was when I'm on the road, it's like, I'm either going to get really fucked up, I'm going to eat like shit, or I'm going to try and fuck somebody, you know? And it's like, those are my compulsive behaviors, and so I think the reason that like sex gets mixed into those other compulsions is because I'm on some level I'm like, dude, if I get enough pussy in my 30s, I actually wasn't a loser in high school. Like, there's like that thought process. It's like in the back, it's like I can fuck myself.
I don't
myself.
Think I've ever heard a man say that so succinct that's like,
yeah.
I think that's what a lot of dudes are doing.
And I'm trying to like, I know I can't like fuck my way into a wormhole and go back and give my 17-year-old self a pep talk. I know that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think I do. Part of it is like, I should maybe chill out a little bit and just kind of like, because I'm trying to... I'm in Baltimore just chilling out for like a month. I might spend another month here just to kind of like, I'm trying to not drink. I'm trying to not smoke weed. I'm trying to get my diet together. And I'm trying to just kind of chill out on all the things I kind of let myself, I don't know. I gave myself permission to just act a fool, be a little slutty boy because I was like, well, I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I can't possibly eat less than 8,000 calories and smoke until I pass out and take any pills that anybody gives me. I have to do that for my career. And so like, I'm trying to like chill out on that. And I think if I'm being honest with myself, like I should
I should kind of do the same thing when it comes to sex and dating, and like, don't just fuck a hot person because they'll let you. Like, go out on a couple dates. You know what I mean? Like, do you like this person? Uh-huh. Like, you're never going to go back in time and get pussy sophomore year. So just make the best of your life right now. So, and I do think there is, I think I'm trying to get that through my thick skull where I'm like, I think that's just a part of overall wellness. Because I'm trying to kind of, for years I've been talking about trying to get just healthier mentally, physically, everything. And kick a couple addictions I got here. And so I think it, unfortunately, as cool as it is to just see lots of different titties, I think I kind of have to chill a little bit and just kind of like, if I'm watching what I'm eating, I should be watching what I'm fucking as well, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like,
I mean,
it's kind of similar.
It's like whatever you put in your body and whatever you're putting your body into is
all right.
Important, right, I guess.
Right.
I kind of like that. I like that a lot. I think taking care of yourself is like, it's easy to be like, haha, whatever, that's corny. But it's like, no, you'll fucking feel better if you eat just a little bit better.
Yeah,
drink some
couple
water,
veggies,
go to
bro.
Sleep at night.
Not a big deal. Just a couple veggies. Couple little walk, you
just
know?
A little carrot here and there, you know? Yeah, a little happy walk around, little hike.
A little hike.
Because, I was like, I did a lot of drugs. I drank a lot. I was eating like shit. And then I like stopped drinking as much. And I was like, wait, so I can like wake up in the morning and not be hungover.
I feel
and
good.
And not have to drink a fucking vodka soda in the morning on the plane.
That's right.
Because that's how I was rolling. I would be so hungover on flights.
Respect.
That I'd be like, all right, I need 3 vodka sodas just to be straight.
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
Just to even it out.
This is bad.
Yeah, you're doing Don Draper math to just be able to just take a flight. You're not even doing anything. You're sitting in a chair.
No, I'm just sitting, like, and I need vodka.
I need a couple of vodka sodas. No, I'm with you. I was
so
much more of a weed
wild.
Guy, so it was more of like, I am going to be in a stupor until 1 p.m., and then it's like, I have a 3-hour window when my coffee hits and the weed is worn off before I get high again. I have to do everything I need to do, and then, well, if it doesn't get done, looks like I'm fucked. You know, it's like, I would just take an edible and like race it hitting me to do all my chores and emails and shit like that.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, Nicole, I didn't win that race too many times.
I could imagine.
I lost that race.
I could truly imagine how often you failed being like, well, guess I gotta go sit down. Oh, I'm already sitting? Well, I gotta close this computer and watch the TV.
Let's see what Jean-Claude Van Damme is up to. Let's see let's see if he's gonna end up getting the bad guys who killed his family at the beginning of the movie. I got a hunch he might.
He might, and I'm excited to find out. Stavros, what is your ideal partner? What does that look like?
Ooh, ideal partner. I mean, it's interesting because, like, you know, we talk about all these stuff abstractly. Like, yeah, I would like, in theory, somebody who has some kind of, like, similar background to mine, right, that has shared, you know, kind of you're on the same page values wise. Somebody who likes big cities. I'm not a country boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I like New York. To me, coming back to Baltimore feels like going to my cottage. You know what I mean? Like, this feels like being outdoors. But I don't know. I think somebody who's really nice to me and you know, is cool. Is a good hang, can chill with you know, all my friends. Like, that's my best friend got married. His wife's awesome. Somebody who's like, because there's nothing worse than, like, that's kind of a straight stereotype when it's like, no one likes the other person's, your best friend's wife. That's always weird to me. It's like, this is your best friend and the person they're going to spend their whole life with. And You can't hang out with them. You're not happy to see them. You're like, oh, that fucking bitch is going to be here, but I thought it was going to be just the boys, you know? I'd like somebody who can, and so, yeah, and not to say, sometimes wives need to be spared of how stupid me and my friends get sometimes. Like, there's definitely afternoons where we are going to, you know, get fucked up, eat Korean barbecue, and watch action movies, but, like, somebody who's just a good hang, and,
I don't know, gives good top.
You know, like, let's also,
that's in there too. There's a couple non-negotiables here, you know? You must have a good relationship, you know?
That's important.
I would like to bust a lot of the cliches of like, no, you know, I want somebody who gets along with my mom, right? I don't want any of that in-law shit, you know? I want somebody who has a cool family that I can chill with, somebody who can chill with my friends. There's no disappearing in the man cave. And we're going to also bust the cliche of 90s stand-up comics about married couples that don't give each other head. We're going to get that going too, okay? We're breaking the glass ceiling of everybody's act and every sitcom from the 90s.
I love that.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
When you get a partner, you're going to walk on stage and be like, I love my wife. She sucks my dick so good.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I'm going for. And for the record, I'm eating pussy too. Okay, let's put that out there. I don't want to be,
I was partnership. If you want good head.
No, come on. Of course, it's about reciprocation. I'm in there.
See, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll find that.
Thank you.
Honestly, the ladies who listen to this podcast, a lot of them are very nice. They're going to slide into your DMs. You're going to have so many ladies in your DMs.
I'm open for business.
He's open for business.
Let's have a nice seafood dinner and then see where the night takes us.
For whatever reason, that sounds so fucked up. A nice seafood dinner sounds nice, but the way you said it, I was like, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
A scallop, a crab cake? You're saying no to that? Yeah, all right. When you're faced with the actual reality of it, I think you're going to change your tune. Thank you very much. Get some nice potatoes au gratin with a shrimp.
I do love potatoes au gratin.
See?
Do you like Red Lobster?
We were not a Red Lobster family. We were more of a, our chain restaurant was Chili's. We were a Chili's family. And I don't know if it's just regional, but Bertucci's a brick oven pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
But we were a Chili's family.
We had those in Jersey.
And we popped into Red Lobster, but only on my insistence because I saw a commercial for Endless Shrimp that really spoke to me as a fat eighth grader. And so we tried it out once. Of course, the biscuits are incredible, but we really stayed more. We were more of a Chili's, Applebee's early on when it was still good before it fell off a cliff. You know, we went there. But yeah, those were our main chain restaurant dinners every 2 or 3 weeks or whatever we did.
That's nice. I do love a Chili's. I do agree that Applebee's fell off. They used to have a thing called an apple chimmy cheesecake that was the most delicious dessert in all the land. It was just a deep fried cheesecake. And I really think they could turn around their whole business plan if they just bring that the fuck back.
Let's get it back. I agree with you. We can get it back.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Stavros, we've come to the end. Do you have anything that you want to promote?
Watch Fat Rascal on Netflix. I have another, if you don't have Netflix somehow, I have a free special on YouTube called Live at the Lodge Room. I actually will be in Dallas for the end of my tour. I had to make up tour because I actually got COVID in the beginning of the tour. So I'll be in Dallas, I think, tomorrow when this airs. And then I'll be in Detroit and Grand Rapids. Those are the final tour dates for this year. And then I'm taking a nice chunk of time off. So that's it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really nice. I feel like we don't do that a lot. We're not like, let me take some fucking time for me. Or like, let me take time to live so I can like write again.
Exactly. Oh my God, I got nothing. If I do new stuff now, it would be there would be nothing to it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Go watch the specials, folks. And, slide into my DMs.
Slide right in there. Stavros, I ask everybody this. I've only missed it a couple times. Would you date me?
Hell yeah. I'm in. We're going to Red Lobster. We're getting the biscuits, baby.
We're getting the biscuits and endless shrimp. They have different shrimps now.
I'm at Applebee's corporate headquarters getting them to make that fucking deep fried cheesecake. That's how I'm going to propose.
Honestly.
I'm hiding the ring.
Like in a heartbeat.
I'm hiding the ring in the deep fried cheesecake.
And then in front of everybody, I would fucking give you head. I would be like.
A beautiful love story. That's a beautiful love story right there.
Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, give me 5 stars on iTunes. If you write me something nasty hitting on me to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I will read it. This person said, I'll meet you at a honky-tonk bar and lay you back on the bar while I'll take pickleback shots from your belly button. Ew. I'll eat you out till my briny tongue sours your clit.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
You like that Sour Patch Kid? I'll make you scream till you squirt and bottle up the fluid so we can pick vegetables from your garden and pickle them in the squirt jar. And the next time we do body shots, I'll be sure to throw that pussy juice like it's no tomorrow. Ew.
Wow.
That one was tough.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't even say that's mean. That's disturbing.
That's more, yeah, you know? those are my listeners. I love them so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Byer. This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest research by Lindsay Kempf. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, with guest booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Got a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.